was the key to getting past these corners, these big 6'2" Richard Sherman, Sneed? What's the key to getting off of these guys at the line of scrimmage?
Just attacking them, getting them moving. Obviously, two very talented corners out there, so getting them moving, using quickness to our advantage. Just staying fundamentally sound for the most part, because they definitely are. Some guys like to get hands on you, feel you throughout routes, and just staying in the film room and making sure we're tight with that.
Did you notice in the conditions last week and what you may get a good Sunday, if the press was just a step or two further away, just to give themselves a cushion for traction? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I think that's just kind of how they play. I think Seattle has a totally different style of play, so they have been pretty true to that on film and so far since I've been in the league, really. So. I don't know if I can anticipate it based on the conditions, but we'll see and then adjust to it if that's what happens.
Devontae, how different is that defense without Earl Thomas?
Yeah, I mean it's definitely going to be different for him, but that guy, whoever's stepping up for Earl, he's got some big shoes to fill, like I said before. But he they definitely he's had some reps out there too, so I'm sure he'll be able to get out there and move around a little bit too.
Is this the best test for you guys? You like to go against the best? Would this secondary be in that category?
Yeah, they definitely be up there. I mean, there's a lot of talented DBs around the league, but definitely going against Sherman. Shed's going to be out there playing corner last time. I believe he played safety against us last time we played him, but it'll definitely be a good test.
What makes Sherman so good? Other than, I guess, the obvious that he has the length.
I mean, that's really what it is, his size, which is something that's really, you can't teach that. So he plays well into it. He's, moves his feet pretty well to be a long guy and, just a smart, savvy guy. So he's got to, try to use his length to my advantage. Longer guys, harder for them to change direction and things like that. So just get him moving and keep attacking.
A lot of teams avoid him altogether, but as a receiver with pride, do you kind of want to test a guy like that?
Of course. I mean, you can't say that you are the best until you beat the best. So, like I said, we put this group of DBs up there as some of the best in the league. So, if we can be victorious or have some success against them, you start making some more steps in the right direction.